Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back, everyone, to riskfeestaxes.com, where we're here to help you save some of the three biggest killers of your retirement. I'm Imran Rasby. I go by Raz, and this is Daniel Rasby, who's a tax attorney.
Yes. And our website, like you said, is riskfeestaxes.com. Those are the three biggest killers in retirement. We want to reduce and eliminate those as much as possible. And so I want to talk about risk today and focus a little bit in on that volatility buffer that we talked about a number of times on the program. The idea that if some of your assets are protected from loss, they're not in the market, you can sustain much higher income without fear of running out of money.
How can you do that if they're not getting a great growth in there?
Well, it's because the reason that you can take a higher or lower income depends predominantly on how much you lose or don't lose during retirement. Not how much you gain, but how much you lose.
It's something to do with what? Sequence of returns?
Sequence of returns risk, yes. So the risk that when you retire, the first few years will be bad years. You know there will be good and bad years during your lifetime. There always are in the stock market. You got ups and downs. But if the downs come early on in retirement, that is going to wipe you out and you won't be able to sustain a good income. So the volatility buffer is a concept that says you should have a large portion of your assets that are not in the market. They're contractual. So that means they're in something that's guaranteed not to lose money. It could be a bank, a CD. It could be an insurance company, a fixed annuity. It could be a treasury bill.
And not necessarily when you're young. When you're young, you're saving money, you're accumulating money, you have time and so forth. But when you retire, you're in a different phase of your life. There's different things that are important that have to be taken care of.
Exactly. And when you have the volatility buffer, it gives you that peace of mind to be able to spend more. And even for clients that have a decent amount of money saved, I mean, we ran across a client the other day, and he had about $4 million in his retirement accounts. And, you know, if he took just a 3% withdrawal from $4 million, that was going to be, you know, $120,000 income plus Social Security was going to be about $180,000 between him and his wife. And they can live comfortably on $180,000 after taxes, maybe $150,000. They were just fine living on $150,000. And he knew that if they had some good years in the market, then they might be able to spend even more. But he wasn't worried about it. He's like, I'm okay. I don't have to spend more. And I said, well, why don't you have some protection? You know, instead of having it all in the market, if you protect a good portion of it from market loss, now you can have the confidence to actually spend more. Because right now, even when the market has a great year, you're still worried maybe it'll crash next year. So I don't think I'm going to spend more than $120,000. Even though I could spend $200,000, I got that much interest this year, I'm not going to. And then what you're going to end up doing is you're going to pass away with not $4 million, maybe even $6 or $7 million. And your kids don't need the money. They're successful. They have good jobs. And sure, they'd like to have an inheritance, but you worked hard for the money. You want to be able to enjoy it in retirement. And so if you have a volatility buffer, if you have protection on a large portion of your assets, then you have the freedom. It's like a license to spend money. Now you know that even if you spend too much, it's okay because you always have access to money in a bad year that you can let your market assets recover. Or if conversely, if you want to go to the pension route and he wants to get a pension, maybe you can set aside $1 million of his money into a guaranteed pension that gives him $60,000 or $70,000 a year in income.
Then we're all about creating more cash flow in retirement. And even if you don't need the more cash flow, we had a client recently that they say, yeah, you know, $150,000 is enough. That's all I need. But we were able to show them $300,000 of income that's sustainable, that they can't ever run out of money.
And they said, wow, now that I know I can actually spend that, maybe I will. I think I might.
Or you know, even if I can't spend it, now I should have an extra $100,000 I can give to charitable things or give to my kids each year that I don't have to feel guilty about because the rest of my money is still growing. But I have that income.
Wouldn't it be better to be able to give your kids money now if you want to so you can see them enjoy it rather than wait till after you die when you're no longer there to see them enjoy it?
If you don't have kids, even whatever charitable intent you have, wouldn't you like to see that charity enjoy and be able to do something with it or while you're alive, enjoy the giving of it?
And so think about this. even if you believe that the market assets are going to do well, even contrary to all the studies that we talk about on the program all the time, that the market has it's very dangerous in retirement to have losses. So even if that's not entirely convincing, think about this. Think about near your house, what is the closest big bridge across like a big river or lake, you know, some major
road. Scariest bridge you have.
Yep. And I know some people don't like to drive across the big bridges, but, you know, most of us to see that you got to go over to work or to whatever. And so think about the last time you drove across that bridge near your house, and how fast were you going? Was it 50, 60, 60 miles an hour, 65 miles an hour, whatever the speed limit was, maybe even a little faster. And did you, you know, well, I'll ask you, Raz, last time you drove over this bridge, did you hit the guardrail?
Nope, they didn't even come close.
You didn't come close to, in fact, have you ever hit a guardrail on the bridge when you drove across it?
Nope, never hit it.
So you didn't hit the guardrail and you're driving 65 miles an hour. So, okay, that's great. So tonight, since you don't need the guardrail, you never hit it. So tonight, I'm going to take a construction crew. We're going to go to that bridge. We're going to take down those guardrails. And now there's nothing on the sides of that bridge. It's just a flat piece of road across the river. Now, Raz, tomorrow, you got to go drive across the bridge. How fast are you going tomorrow?
A lot slower.
You're going to be crawling along this bridge, right? Maybe 20 miles an hour if you're lucky. Maybe 5, right? Why is that? Why are you suddenly afraid of running off the edge? Did you ever hit the guardrail before?
Never came close to it.
So what did the guardrail do? Did it actually protect you? I mean, yeah, there are some people that have a bad accident. They do hit it, and it does save their life, right? So there is that, and that may happen. You might realize there is a potential chance of something catastrophic happening, and then you would have been happy to have a guardrail.
Right.
But for most people, they never do hit those guardrails. So what does the guardrail provide for you if you don't really need it? It provides the confidence to go faster, right? You believe that you're safer, and because you're safer, you drive a lot faster. Whether or not you would have hit it in the first place, you now have the confidence. And so when we put together a client plan and give them protection from market loss, and we do this time and time again, we see our clients, they're so afraid of what if, even if you don't realize that you're afraid, you have that fear that's subconscious. And I talked to a lady just a couple of days ago. She said, yeah, I mean, and she was even an investment advisor this way. She came to us because she said, I know all this about the stocks and doing well in the stock market, but I
don't understand taxes.
And also, I have a weak spot in that I believe so much in the market because I have all my clients in the market that I don't think too much about protection. And I said, why do you have your money in the market? She said, well, I don't know. And she couldn't answer. She was an investment advisor. She couldn't answer, why do you have the money in the market? And I said, well, it's really important to protect your money from loss, because if you have the protection, then you have the confidence to spend more. And she said, well, I never thought of it that way, but it really makes sense, because now it doesn't matter what the market does. And I don't have that lingering fear in the back of my mind. You know, I know I'm ready to retire. I'm an advisor. I can do the calculations. I got enough money to retire, but I'm not retired yet. And I still have this thought, well, what if? Even though I know and I do good work for my clients. My clients make money and you know, she's a great advisor.
But you can't control the market. Market happens.
Exactly. So if you have, you're not pulling all your money, and she's not even going to pull all of her money out of the market. I mean, she's an advisor. She likes the stock market. But she's going to have a good portion protected so that it gives her confidence to spend more and never run out of money. And right, that's the peace of mind that we provide for our clients. So go to riskfeestaxes.com. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com. You can schedule a meeting and learn how to get more peace of mind in your retirement. We don't want you to be stressed.
We want you to retire with confidence. Exactly. You know what you're going to get and not have the fear of uncertainties.
And we have a lot of our clients that suffer from this mental disease called pathological saver. And before they become our clients, and we help them overcome that. So what does that mean? What does a pathological saver mean?
That means they've been saving all their life, which is a good thing. That's why they're in a position they are now. They have several million dollars saved up. But now it's a different phase in their life. They're no longer supposed to be savers. They're now supposed to be spenders, because now that's what's supposed to sustain them through retirement. But many of them have that hard time transitioning from a pathological saver to using that money for their own benefit.
I have a client that I talked to a few months ago, and we had helped him get set up with he had, again, he had plenty of income from pension and Social Security. He didn't really need this IRA, but it was like $2 million sitting there in the IRA, and it was in the market, and he was biting his nails every day, watching it go up and down and up and down and up and down. He was never spending it. And I said, what are you going to do with this money? Well, I mean, my kids will get it eventually, maybe. I don't know. But it just freaks me out. Well, why are you freaked out about it? You don't need the money. But it's just going up and down. So I said, okay, let's protect it from loss. We protect it from loss. He's getting, well, how much interest am I going to get? Well, now all of a sudden you're concerned about interest. You were concerned about risk before. I don't really care what interest you get. You can get zero, but you're not losing money. That's the most important thing. Now, I say that to be funny. I do kind of a care, you know, what
we want you to grow your money.
Right. But the most important thing is don't lose it. And now he has the confidence. When he flies on a trip, he flies first class now, or business class. If he goes to Europe, he flies business class, and he doesn't have the worry about, oh, what if I spend too much? What if I don't have enough for this or that? Because we've given him a license to spend money. And a lot of our clients need that. They need that permission to spend their money. But once that clicks, and once the mindset changes from saving to spending mode to distribution mode.
And also having a plan in place. I mean, you can go change that your thought pattern into spending, but you're never really sure. Is the money going to last? Are you going to have these problems? Are you going to run out of money? Are you going to have a big expense, emergency? All those things are running through your head, and you're still going to be afraid to spend. So you may not be any longer a pathological saver, but you're spending. But if you have no plan, it could be detrimental.
And we talk about this on the program a lot. Your money has to have a job, mm-hmm. right? The job cannot be to grow. That's not a job, right? It's like saying, you know, what do you do for work?
Oh, I breathe.
I breathe. Yeah, I breathe. Or I make money. That's why you go to work. Yeah, I mean, you want to make money, but the specific job that you're doing at work, it is a purpose. It does help something, or it provides a product or service or something that you're doing for that company. That's the work. Your money also needs to have a job, a function. And so for most people, when we're saving for retirement,
the job is
to get to retirement.
Yep.
The job is to be able to retire someday. Well, someday is here. So either you have enough or you don't. Let's say you do have enough. Well, you're not sure. If you're not sure, call us and we'll talk to you.
Riskfeestaxes.com. Make an appointment. It's absolutely free.
But if you do have enough to retire, well, now the job has changed. Now the job is provide income and maybe even provide legacy and keep your money protected from risk, fees, and taxes. So make sure you understand what job your money should have, what the phase you're in of retirement. And again, when you talk to us, we'll help draw some of those things out. And we want to give you that peace of mind so that you're not worried, even subconsciously, about, you know, losing money from risk or from taxes or so on. And, you know, don't focus overly on one thing. We want to handle all of the different aspects. So if you care more about taxes, we'll start there. But we really want to handle the risk as well, because you need to have the permission to spend your money. Most of our clients, when they work with us, they retire with significantly more income than they ever thought was possible. They do it several years earlier than they thought they could. And they save, on average, most of our clients save over $1 million in taxes by working with us. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.